Well, tech stocks are getting absolutely hammered right now. But the big story here is it's because, well, the economy is fake. The government under Biden-Harris has been faking the economic numbers for many, many years. Of course, you know the inflation numbers are faked to make them artificially low. The unemployment numbers are faked to also make those artificially low. But the stock market's faked, and it's faked by money printing, by central banking, hidden groups that buy up stocks in order to prop up the stock market. And also, there's a lot of money that flows to companies to buy back their own stocks. That helps prop it up as well. And the result is that most Americans, their so-called wealth, or their retirement money that's in these retirement funds that invest in the stock market, it's all going to evaporate. Won't be there. Because the system is about to break. And how do we know that? Well, for example, Turkey just said they're going to be joining BRICS. So Turkey is a NATO country that engages in a tremendous amount of trade with the West. And even Turkey is like, well, we've had enough of the dollar. The dollar is a disaster. So Turkey is going to be working with BRICS. And the BRICS nations themselves are growing in number. I was just interviewing Colonel Douglas McGregor about this issue. He mentioned something like 84 countries right now want to join BRICS. And it might be over 100 countries by the time this is all said and done. And the dollar is only going to be used by a small number of Western countries trading with each other with dollars that are collapsing in value. So we are headed toward a tragic, historic outcome here that will result in the collapse of the dollar. And although we don't know the exact day, obviously, when that's going to happen, we know about some triggering events. One of those events is more countries taking on the BRICS currency and abandoning the dollar. We know that there's a big meeting among BRICS nations happening, I think it's October. So it's right around the corner here. And from that event, there will be big announcements, and by the end of the year, there will be deployment among certain nations, a small number of nations, of the BRICS settlement currency. And all throughout 2025, it's just going to be, you know, more and more countries joining BRICS, using BRICS, and moving away from dollars. 2025 is going to be the year that will be characterized by plummeting global demand for the dollar. Who will want the dollar? Almost nobody. Except Western nations that are themselves broke, bankrupt, even morally bankrupt, not just financially bankrupt, but we're talking about, you know, the UK, the US, Canada, Australia, and so on. Yeah, they'll still use the dollar, but the dollar will be collapsing because of hyperinflation money printing. Because, see, the US won't be able to export the inflation any longer because nobody else around the world will want to buy the dollar. They don't need it. Used to be the petrodollar, right? You had to buy the dollar in order to buy oil from Saudi Arabia. That's done. Bretton Woods, done. BRICS is rising. 2025 is the year that accelerates all of this. And so right now, the stock market is wildly overvalued, especially in certain sectors like tech and AI and NVIDIA. Was just the valuations were off the charts, completely insane, totally unjustified. But the typical American investor never even looks at earnings, never looks at assets. They just throw money at the stock market and they think it's just going to go up forever because that's what their ignorant financial advisors tell them. So we are headed for a catastrophic collapse in the value of the dollar and dollar-denominated assets. And that's why you hear people saying that they think, and this is not my prediction, but I've heard many people, Peter Schiff and others, saying, Jim Rickards, for example, saying that gold could be revalued at $20,000 an ounce, $25,000 an ounce. I've heard $50,000 an ounce from other people. Peter Schiff is a little more conservative, but even he has been predicting $5,000 an ounce gold for many years. Look, the bottom line is, I don't know where gold and silver are going in terms of prices, but I do know that the day that gold hits $5,000 an ounce, that's a day that we're all in trouble in terms of a collapsing dollar and a collapsing U.S. economy. And along with that, by the way, when the dollar loses its value, when the dollar goes to near zero, which is coming, do you realize that the United States government, the federal government, will not be able to fund itself? Which, by the way, that might be a really positive thing, actually, for the federal government to shut down and not have any more money to weaponize against the people and the world. But have no illusions. It will be chaos galore. There will be mass chaos, which is why I don't want to see a sudden collapse of the dollar or a sudden collapse of the government. I think we need, you know, common sense, gradual reform over time. And we need to slash federal spending by 80 or 90%. But that's got to be done over a period of time, like a year. You don't want to do that overnight. You want to spread it out over like a few months at least. And anyway, you realize what's going to happen when people's food stamps no longer work and people don't get their pension checks or the pension checks are worthless. And again, I don't wish this kind of chaos on anybody, but nationwide, the population is going to revolt. I mean, those who aren't, you know, obese, sedentary on the couch, so overweight that they can't move anymore, which sadly is a lot of the, especially the federal retirees. But for people who can move, they're going to get out of their couches, onto the streets, you know, marching. There's going to be a lot of angry Americans at that time. And the country will be plunged into chaos. I mean, the collapse of the United States dollar, the currency, and the government that funds, that's not going to be a walk in the park. And this may be desired by certain people in power, maybe some globalists and so on, because they always have a way to profit from the chaos. So they may see this starting to happen and they might want to even accelerate it to plunge America into just a revolt scenario, massive chaos that leaves America even more vulnerable to domestic sabotage operations from illegal invaders or war from foreign enemies that may see America's weakness as a time to attack, or they may even see it as a time to attack America's allies. You know, you could see China moving on Taiwan, or you could see Russia getting more aggressive moving on Ukraine, or you could see Iran moving and, you know, launching more missiles on Israel, for example. Just three examples. But America's allies will be in trouble. America as a nation will be in trouble. And our leaders right now are accelerating us to that head-on collision with collapse by spending like drunken sailors. They just keep on printing money and spending money as if it has no consequences. But of course, you and I know it does have consequences. And the economy under Biden is fake. It's fake, just like the fake news is fake, just like the Biden presidency was faked, just like the elections are faked and rigged, just like the CNN interviews with Kamala, they're all scripted and staged and faked in their own way, and many other examples of everything that's faked. You know, even the news that you get about Israel or Ukraine or Russia, it's all faked. We're living under massive fakery. So of course the stock market is also fake and rigged. Of course there's going to be a massive collapse. I mean, what you've seen so far is just the beginning. What's coming will be absolutely catastrophic. And, you know, I watch people like Gregory Mannarino, who I recommend watching, and I'm interviewing Andy Scheckman from Miles Franklin. And of course, I have my resources and contacts, and they're all right now, they're just screaming, or like red alert signs, that there are so many indicators that things are horrible in the marketplace. That's why everybody's dumping stocks right now. That is, people who are in the know. Now, of course, the Federal Reserve is going to probably do an emergency rate cut. That's been anticipated. And still the market plunges. But this will probably motivate the Federal Reserve to do a bigger rate cut. Now we're probably looking at, you know, 0.5% instead of just a quarter point there. You know, half a percentage point rate cut. Some people are calling for 0.75 or even a 1% 5% rate cut, yeah, that would prop up the market. But it would just, of course, inflate the bubble, which will make the crash even worse when it finally happens. So, folks, what are the strategies for insulating yourself from this? Well, I believe gold and silver are the answer. I have, over the years, I have looked at everything. I've talked about all the different options. How do you insulate yourself from a currency collapse? If you can find a good piece of land, especially farmland with access to water, well, that's always going to have value. The ability to grow food, to irrigate that food, to produce, you know, something that's useful to humanity, yes, that will have value. If you've got an opportunity to trade dollars for some really good farmland that doesn't have a lot of upkeep, doesn't have high taxes, you just hold on to the farmland, that's a wise move. But I can no longer recommend things like treasuries because I don't think the treasury is going to do well. I mean, especially with all the interest rates that are rapidly changing here, and you don't know when they could go the other way either, by the way. The stock market, nope. I don't trust the stock market. It's a rigged game. I don't trust any of the stock. I'm not even in the stock market. What am I into? Gold and silver. It's that simple. And you know what? Gold and silver is out earning the stock market by far. If you really track gold and silver for the last, let's say, 25 years, it has outperformed stock market indices by far. And yet, you don't have all the headache and all the paperwork. And with gold and silver, you have self-custody. You can have it in your possession, if that's appropriate to you. So let me plug our partner in gold and silver, and that's the Treasure Island Coins and Precious Metals Company. And they offer, you know, physical gold and silver coins and bars, if you're into that. But I think coins are the easiest to deal with. They've got so-called junk silver, which is constitutional silver, which is U.S. minted silver, very useful in a collapse scenario. They've got many forms of gold and silver, different mints all over the world, very competitive pricing. Check them out. Metalswithmike.com is where you can find them. Just go there, metalswithmike.com. You can request a callback from them. They will help you fulfill what you need to help protect your assets. Now, I don't have a crystal ball, and I don't know if gold and silver are going to go up or down in the next week or month or year, but I know that over time, gold and silver hold value while the dollar is 100% guaranteed to lose value because the money printing hasn't stopped, and it's not going to stop. I just interviewed Colonel Douglas McGregor, and he was talking about how the U.S. policy is to print all this money and send it over to Ukraine and send it to Israel and send it to other regions and Taiwan, and yet, where's the investment in protecting our own border? Where's the investment in America's roads and bridges or schools or infrastructure? It's practically non-existent. Our government is sending money overseas to be wasted in needless wars where men and women die and needlessly suffer. That money should be kept right here at home in the United States to invest in infrastructure. But it's because our leaders in Washington, they're crazed, insane warmongers, and they think they can print money without consequence, which is actually stealing money from you, and they think and they can just push it out and fund everything else around the world while America collapses into decline, where our airports are a freaking mess, our roads are a mess, our bridges are falling down, they're in disrepair. And you've got apartment buildings in Colorado being taken over by armed migrant gangs. The gangs are just rolling in with guns and saying, well, these apartment complexes, they ours now, and they're just rolling in. It's like, and the police do nothing. The mayor does nothing. The governor does nothing because they're all Democrats, of course. You're being invaded. Your country is being invaded. Your people are being replaced. While the mad money printing machine is going to make sure that you die penniless if you stay in that dollar system. You will own nothing, and you won't be happy, you'll be miserable, because you'll lose everything as the currency collapses, and it is in a collapse right now. How much value has our currency lost since 1913? Over 99%. How much value has it lost since 1971, being taken off the gold standard? I think the answer is something like 96%, or maybe it's 95%, something close to that. The dollar is almost worthless already. From the founding of the Federal Reserve, the dollar's lost 99% of its value, or really close to 99%. That means it's only got one penny left to lose. And they're going to take that from you. That's next. And they're going to leave the American people, the pensioners, the investors, the people who bought treasuries, the people who put money in savings in the bank, going to leave all those people penniless and destitute. Those people won't even be able to buy food. They won't be able to purchase gasoline or pay for electricity, for heat or air conditioning. That's what's coming. And the thing is, the people at the top, they know this. The people that run the Treasury, that run the Federal Reserve, that run the big banks, that run the government, they know this. That's why they all have their secret backup plans. Every one of them, they've got a stash of gold in a vault somewhere. They've got silver. They've got cash. A lot of them have Bitcoin. They've got crypto. Why? Because they know the system is going to crater. And they have an escape route already underway. For them, it's common sense. This has happened throughout history. Every time one currency collapsed or a nation collapsed, an empire fell, there were always a few people at the top that got out. And they got out while the getting was good, as we say. They got out with the gold, you know, or they got out with the assets or the paintings or the art or whatever had value, or the titles and deeds to pieces of land. They got all that. If you're not looking at a backup plan of how you get out, then you're the sucker at the card table. You're going to get totally screwed. And gold and silver are a way out. Gold and silver are an exit plan from the dollar, at least a temporary plan, to preserve the value of the assets until the next new currency is introduced following the collapse. Yes, there will be a collapse. There will be a near total collapse of the U.S. dollar, the U.S. currency, and the U.S. empire. In the aftermath of that, there will be whatever the new government looks like. I don't know if it's going to be a national government or various regions or states or nation states or what. I don't know what it's going to look like, but there will be a new currency, maybe several new currencies. And when that day comes, you'll be able to trade gold and silver for that new currency at an incredible rate that will at minimum preserve the value of what you had, because gold and silver will be in very high demand. And there's a chance that you may actually get more than what you ever put into it in terms of actual value. You know, how much you'll be able to buy food or buy vehicles or buy houses or businesses or land or whatever. Through that conversion, you may actually do better than you anticipated. Now, I can't guarantee what the future is going to look like, so I don't know what the results will bring. But here's what I know for sure, is that if you've got all your eggs in the dollar basket, oh, it's a dangerous place to be financially. If all your savings are denominated in dollars, then your fate is tied to the fate of the dollar. And you know the fate of the dollar because they just keep printing it like crazy. So you know the dollar is going to hold no value. It's like looking at a suicide cult that's running your finances. If you don't want a suicide cult to run your finances, you got to get out of the dollar. And like I said, there's land, and you can invest in, you know, diesel fuel or tractors or power tools or firearms or ammo. But gold and silver are by far the most convenient forms of all of this. And there are many different types of gold and silver, you know, different denominations of coins and so on. Again, check it all out at metalswithmike.com. Just be wise, be smart. Understand that gold and silver are like an insurance plan. And really, you hope you don't have to invoke your insurance plan. This is like if you have insurance on your house, like fire insurance, you don't want to have a house fire and have to collect on your house insurance. But if there is a house fire, obviously you're going to be very happy that you had insurance and you get some kind of payout. Well, same thing's true with the economy and the dollar. You don't want to see the dollar collapse because there's going to be chaos across society. But if the dollar does collapse, you're going to be very happy to have an insurance policy that holds value, and that's gold and silver. I mean, that's a pretty good metaphor for the role that they play. So what I say is just look around you right now. Look what's happening that you can verify yourself, that you can see. Stock market, tech stocks are cratering. Money printing madness off the charts. Government spending, government debt off the charts. $35 trillion in national debt. No end in sight. Congress is trying to attach the SAVE Act to the spending bill, the continuing resolution for government funding, which does not shrink the size of government at all. It actually makes government bigger every year. I mean, you can see what's going to happen to the dollar. Printing money, sending it, you know, $100 billion plus for Ukraine, sending money all over the world to be wasted on bombs and wars. You can see where this is going to end up. Food inflation through the roof. Nothing is affordable any longer. So make up your mind. Like, what kind of future do you want to have in terms of assets? If you tie yourself to the dollar, you're going down with the ship. If instead you have a life raft of gold and silver, then, you know, you have a flotation device. And you can survive this. And you can transfer your assets into the next economy and the next currency, whatever that looks like. So be wise in your decisions and your planning. And check out more of my interviews at Brighteon.com. I'm interviewing Colonel Douglas McGregor, as well as Andy Scheckman, and many other experts coming up as well. You're going to learn a lot from all those interviews. Again, Brighteon.com. I've also got a channel on Rumble, which is Health Ranger Report. So check it out and be safe, folks. Protect your assets. Time is drawing near. Thank you for listening. Mike Adams. Take care. All right, this is Mike Adams here. We're going to talk about all these different forms of gold and silver today. Let me give you my website, too. Some of these companies that offer these are sponsors, and we disclose the links and the sponsors and the discount codes at rangerdeals.com. So here you can see, like, here's the Prepper Bar sponsor. Here's our lab-verified Goldbacks sponsor or affiliate. And then if you scroll down, this is our Treasure Island Coins and Precious Metals company. And let's start over here with this pile of silver spoons and stuff. And yes, you could trade these, you know, in some kind of barter situation, but it's not a format that is easy to know how much it's worth. Next to that, we have so-called junk silver coins here. These happen to be dimes. And this is also called constitutional silver, but this is another form of silver that can be very popular. You can get these from our sponsor here, which is the right here, Treasure Island Coins and Precious Metals Company. Then you've got silver bars here. So this is a 0.999 silver bar. I don't know, that's a pretty big chunk of silver right there. It's a way to store bulk silver. So not such a great form for everyday commerce. Next, we go to silver coins. So these are 1 ounce silver rounds. They're quite beautiful and easily recognizable. These are available from different mints all over the world. If you want to get these coins, also, you can go to the Treasure Island Coins and Precious Metals Company. They are a sponsor of ours, and you can check their prices in real time. They've got them available, insured, discreet delivery straight to your door. Now, then the next one, this is the newest one. These are the Prepper Bars right here. So these are designed to where you can just break off a chunk like this so it's divisible, right? And these Prepper Bars come in this format. It's a plastic case with a very nice design of the eagles on one side, and then on the back is, it tells you how many ounces. And so this is available now at prepperbar.com, and you use discount code RANGER, and you'll save 10% off of these bars. They also are selling gold bars in the same way, where you can break them off and make them highly divisible. So this is useful in a collapse scenario, or a barter, or a, you know, farmer's market, local commerce type of scenario where you need to break down the metal and you need to make it into, you know, some kind of recognizable, divisible amount. That's a good way to do that. All right, now moving on, then we have gold coins over here. Obviously, these gold coins are worth, you know, a couple $1,000s each, a little bit more, 1 ounce gold coins. But again, hard to break down. Because how do you chop one into 1,000 pieces? The answer to that is these gold bags. And each one of these has 1/1,000th of an ounce of gold literally in it. It's embedded in the bill. And these are available at verifiedgoldbacks.com. So goldbacks make gold divisible, tradable,
Again, if you want to know our sponsors and our sources or affiliates in this realm, go to rangerdeals.com and you can see a lot of other special deals that we have for you. Just go to rangerdeals.com and you'll see what we have available for you, the discount codes we've put together. Thank you for your support. Take care.
Your own government has the power to activate a kill switch on all telecommunications, instantly shutting down all private phone calls and texts. An EMP weapon or solar flare can achieve the same result. Rolling blackouts or permanent power outages will also take out the power supply to cell tower antennas, rendering mobile devices all but useless. During these emergencies, how do you stay in touch with the important people in your life anywhere on the planet? The answer is the Bivy Stick at SAT123.com. The Bivy Stick is a two-way satellite text messaging device that uses a satellite constellation, not cell towers, to send and receive text messages. It works anywhere on planet Earth, including in war zones or blackout areas. In unpredictable times, the Bivy Stick helps you stay connected when it matters most. Visit SAT123.com to get one while they're still available.